The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Hello everyone, welcome to Reckless Rollers Pokemix campaign. I'm Scott, I'm the GM for this episode, which I've lost count of what number this is. It's probably like 74. Don't worry, I'll cut that out when I'm wrong.
Episode 69 too.
No, that would
episode 69-3, actually.
So it just,
oh my god, yeah!
Okay, yeah, I'm Scott. I do the thing where I tell people roll dice, and then I tell them what happens because of it. Yeah. And with me is everyone else.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, we're everyone else. Hi.
Hi, everyone
yeah,
else.
If you're at this point and you don't know who everyone else is, start from, like, episode 5.
No, on yeah. Episode 1, you bitch.
Start from episode 1.
My name's Steph, and I play Cat Tree.
Oh my god, my name's Ty, and I play as Polly.
Hey, I'm Margo, and I play as Old Man Wannabe.
I am.
There's only one of us left. It's not that hard.
Come on, Maddie, you can do it.
Which one? Who was taken?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I got it. So, what happened last time?
Didn't I call Future Me a MILF or something?
Yeah, you did.
Hell yeah.
Y'all went into Union Hell Cave. Yeah. Wannabe wound up going into Union Cave a little bit later and experienced Violet City for the first time. Kind of. Yeah, you went into the Union Cave. Katri and Wannabe both wound up experiencing something weird while going through it. If you want more details on that, listen to the previous episode. And then more stuff happened, and you wound up running into the Rocket Redeemers, I believe that's what I called them, or the Reclaimers. Redeemers sounds better. It's now canon, they're Redeemers. But you ran into them, and after, like, some semi-arguing with them back and forth about who the fuck are you, the one wearing a mask removed the mask, revealing Paxson's face, but older, and just blurted out, "Were you okay?" And then we ended there. Yeah.
Dang.
The end.
Yeah.
Yo, I get hot. This is a great future.
So. We also learned that Paxson's mother, Petra, was part of that group, and wound up, while being sent to the time to pick up the book that they, the rest of the group wound up acquiring, or showing up to acquire. I don't know if you guys handed it over yet. While she was sent here to do that, she wound up dealing with some errors, got, like, amnesia from hitting her head on a rock or some shit, and fell in love with a sailor man.
Sailors are hot.
Popeye.
Yeah,
Popeye.
One with hair, though. But yeah, so...
Unlike Popeye.
So we're gonna pretty much start back up, like, right there. Yeah. Right in that general area. I'm waving my hands in front of my face for some reason. But yeah, so...
Okay.
So on one side, it is the four of you. On the other side, it is the four of you, but, like, different.
Oh, this is weird.
A little trippy.
Can you take that back? Like five, but you said to us from the future.
The slightly older version of Paxson with the metal arms puts the mask back on and says, "Yeah, just one second. I got to do something real quick." And then he taps on a little metal thing that's sticking over his shoulder, and what appears to be a large mechanical spider climbs off, and he says, "All right, we can't have you guys sending out your Pokemon against us. There's gonna be problems if that happens. So I'm gonna have..."
Well, first off, why would we?
Yeah, I mean,
this is an aggressive assumption.
This is just a precaution, because us talking with you right now is going to screw things up big time if we maintain this for too long. So, well, I'm going to have my Galvantula use metal sound. It's going to disable the signal to your Pokeballs temporarily, just so you know.
I feel like we're about to get fucking mugged, but I wouldn't mug myself.
The first of myself is a teenager.
And the teenager version of yourself says, "Yeah, I'm not happy about seeing all that over there.
I'm trying to figure out the same. If you're from the future, how did I get so young?
Bro, do you have like Benjamin Button disease?"
No, it's not that. It's we're from different timelines and also different dimensions for the most part. Space-time thing. Celebi and Hoopa both teamed up to...
Oh, I met Celebi.
Yeah, we met him.
We're gonna get on that later, okay? But yeah, so also it's very weird seeing one of you that's not just gonna start rambling. He's pointing at you, Catri.
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
We'll get on that later.
Well, you can't just keep saying this shit and then be like, "Oh, we'll talk about it later."
Okay, never mind, you're very rambly. Cool. So, two mythical Pokemon teaming up. They gathered a bunch of people that, well, volunteered, more or less, to try and come back and prevent anomalies from the distortion world from, you know, screwing up timelines. Oh. Such as that book you're still holding. Has anyone else touched that book?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought I gave it to him.
Oh, if you gave it to him, he's holding on to it, and he's making sure to hold on to it with a, like, metal glove.
So I did get mugged.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Anyone touching this without protective equipment gets, like, all this weird shit. Just, like, it corrupts them completely. They become glitches in fabric of reality. And,
that wouldn't happen to me. I'm built different.
That did... Why am I... Why I held it? Am I a glitch now?
You're already kind of weird. And so are you. Yeah, I'm used to...
It's funny when you're saying it about me, too.
I'm used to it being reversed. I'm used to you being old and you being me.
I will never get old.
The older version of you just says... Well, nothing. Just kind of gives you a side eye and just...
You're not old! Listen, you're glowing. Look at you.
Uh-huh, sure.
So, how's things in your timeline?
So, Kilo, the older version...
Can we not talk about that?
Kilo, the older version of Catri, just shrugs and says, "Well, you'll find out. I'm actually directly from this one. I can't really tell you."
Oh my god. Wait. Do I become the champion like I want to be?
Do you really want to know?
If the answer is yes, then I do want to know.
Let's just say you'll find out that being champion's not all it's cracked up to be.
Okay, so I get to become the champion. Okay, cool. Great.
Make sure that you have better aspirations than just that. That's all I'm gonna say. The different version of Paxson says, yeah, my reality didn't actually have Pokemon. I wound up building this myself. Yeah, and we all lived underground and wore masks. It was kind of cool, except, you know, weird.
So you were like mole people?
Kinda. Let's just say that the world didn't really recover after certain things happened. And the version of Wannabe, also known as Whiskey, just says, yeah, a little different. Pretty good, though. Except...
That's good.
Except, I wound up becoming the champion in my timeline, and you were just some very, very annoying old lady who would not stop complaining. Kind of like this one, actually, but... and he's pointing at you the first time, and then future you the second time. And, future you just, like, looks down at Whiskey, and... like, pulls out a single Pokeball. Any one of you can roll Perception real quick if you'd like.
Sure.
I'm gonna roll a shitty Perception roll as always, so I'll just go off, so I'll just let the people who have better Perception than me.
Well, shucks, my 3d6 didn't really pay off. I got a 7.
Okay.
Oh. Come on, 2d6. I also got a 7 with a 4 and a 3.
What did you roll, Steph?
I was just gonna let it go to other people.
You should totally roll.
My perception's generally bad, but yeah, okay, hold on.
I have to double check.
I'll roll 2d6 real quick, just online. I got an 8.
Okay.
I'm just opening up the sheet, because I forgot to open it up. I apologize.
That's cool.
Trainer V2. I believe it's 2d6, but I have to double check. Yeah, it is 2d6. I got a 6.
Alright, well, the DC wasn't all that high. All four of you noticed that there was only one Pokeball on that belt. Like, no other. But So, she pulls out a Pokeball and says, do you really want me to brain you with this thing, you fucking dumbass?
That's a little rude.
If you've had to deal with this one as long as I've had to deal with... Well, actually, I'm sure you kind of understand, except... He's an annoying kid. And that one's an annoying... octogenarian or some shit. What's the word?
You really are me.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah. Dream bigger.
Or anyway, Paxson, probably whatever you want to call, Paxson's mom, probably whatever you want to call them. Why can't they?
Oh yeah, Paxson, how does it know that your mom is Polly?
I'm still processing this.
I'm also still processing this. So, I have a kid.
So Petra just says, "Oh, they're totally allowing me to stay. I just have to go back to, you know, make sure that my memory is wiped."
So wait, are
this.
You from a different dimension too, or are you from this dimension?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
No answers for me then.
If you two meet the con- if you two meet, is it possible? If you and wait a minute. Oh, quick, no, wait, no, Paxton's dad can't. There's already Paxton's dad, never mind. Yeah, you got.
What are you
no
rambling about?
Yeah, what the fuck are you going on about?
I was worried there was going to be a second Paxton pop up, okay?
I think he's having an old man moment.
I just
remember that Paxton's dad's from here. I was worried there's going to be a second Paxton popping up.
Worry. Yo, two Paxtons rebased. Paxton's a Chad.
But I didn't know about it at the time.
As Paxton says, thank you, Katri, the other Paxton says, thank you, Katri.
What? No! What's going on? Wait, is this Leslie?
I literally just said that I'm also you.
Yeah, Paxton, have you not been following?
No, I have not. I cannot process what's happening.
Okay.
Listen, it's simple. It's simple. Polly from possibly this dimension or another dimension is your mom. That's future you from a different dimension. That's future me from this dimension. And that's, I don't know if that's future or past wannabe, but that's, they're from a different dimension, I think?
Oh, definitely not past wannabe. I was just born later.
Okay, so I'm just worried that there's going to be two packages pop up and it's going to mess up time. Okay.
Oh no, everything's already messed up. We know something else touched this book.
Wait, you said glitch, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like glitch trap from Five Nights at Freddy's?
Oh, you just need to go glitch my nose. Oh no.
Well, that doesn't exist here. It exists in other worlds, so...
I think I know who you mean. It's a Mr. Mime.
Oh. Hmm.
Why are you so obsessed with this Mr. Mime?
Because apparently that's the Mr. Mime that's glitched. Remember?
Is
he glitched?
Did
he ever say he was glitched?
Can you describe what this... Mr. Mime looked like anything that it's done?
Has no typing. He has murder. He has taken control of a revolution, I believe.
Possessed several people.
And has caused multiple bombings.
That's new information for the other three players.
And it's also caused bombings across multiple gyms. Okay. Until not, who knows how much.
So
I did not know half of that. Good yeah. That we're establishing this.
Feels like a bomb. Feels like a little bit of a bomb to drop on us like that. But yeah.
All right. So things are already different in this timeline. This is Kilo, future Katri speaking.
Yeah.
So whatever I told you might actually not happen. Things are kind of weird.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm still going to become champion.
Again, dream bigger. Things...
I'm like 14!
Yeah, and in the 14 years between when that happened and she gestures to herself, every single Pokemon that I caught left. Dream bigger.
Excuse me? Hold on. Oh, now hold the fuck up. We do not just gloss over every single Pokemon that you caught left. What the fuck do you mean by that shit?
If you do the right thing, you won't figure it out.
Okay, so what's the wrong thing then?
Not thinking about what to do after becoming the champion.
Basically, I'm pretty sure they're trying to tell you, figure out more than... Maybe find a career path along with being a champion.
And if you intend to work with the Omega Point Institute, try not to burn that bridge you have with the old guy here. He's going to be more important to them than you realize right now.
Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, Katri is straight up, I wish, even if you are annoying sometimes, and I know I am, I will probably wish you going to ruin the job for you.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Okay, yeah, she apparently hit the fan in that timeline. Apparently she hit the fan.
Anyway, that's enough about spoilers. Let's,
Spoilers?
Yeah.
If you're lucky, this is real life.
I mean, I guess you could call it spoilers on our personal lives.
If you're lucky, you won't figure out any of what I mean. And then the timeline will diverge, and I won't be from this one. I'll be from a different one. See, every choice that you make, there's a timeline where that choice...
It's like a different choice. Yeah, multiverse. I get it. I understand what the multiverse is.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Okay, anyway.
I watched Spinnerack Man No Way Home.
That didn't exist in this timeline, but good on you for being meta. Anyway, we just need to take Petra back real quick, make sure that there's no trace of anything that she's been through from other timelines so that she doesn't contaminate this one any further. Make it so that her DNA is altered slightly so she's not going to technically come back as a future version of Polly here, so that if they wind up having any physical contact, it doesn't completely melt her brain.
It explains all the headaches. It explains so much the headaches.
Yeah.
Wait, you've been having headaches? Oh, sorry.
Every time I looked at Paxson's mom, I got a migraine.
Oh, God. Yeah, that sucked.
Anyway, we should probably go. Don't worry. We're going to bring back...
No, I know you are. It's not that.
Petra? We're going to bring back Petra very shortly. We can't really tell you anything about other futures because who knows if they'll actually happen here. And we've already kind of fucked up this timeline as is for coming back to fix the mistake that's been going on for a couple of years.
Quick question. What did you do to fuck it up?
Who?
Yeah, I feel like if any of us caused problems in, like, this timeline, you guys know what the problems that you caused are. If you tell us, then we can, like, you know, not do that.
Or maybe if you did fuck up in our timeline, we can maybe fix the thing you caused for us.
Well, the funny thing is...
Okay, they can fix it. If they caused the problems, they can fix it.
The funny thing is, the first place we went to when we came back was... probably your biggest threat for this, which was Simon, and we neutralized him a little bit.
As he says that...
Did you commit a murder?
No. We left him alive, barely.
Wait. Oh, hell. Giratina, no.
Yeah, huh. Let's not say that name this close to the book.
In that any case, son of a bitch, I did not want to be doing this as soon as I get back to the group. Son of a bitch.
Well, how about you take some time to process all of the information that you've gathered and maybe hold off on all the weird shit. We can come back and we can handle the glitch.
I'd love to hold off on the weird shit.
And
I'd love to just travel.
We can come back and take care of the glitch. Provided it doesn't infect any of us.
I do gotta tell you though. But I'm going to say, can we go somewhere else to talk about? Because I don't want to bring up to them and making this a whole adventure more awkward for Catchy in the group.
Are you talking to any one of them in particular?
Just them in general. All four of them.
All right.
I mean, all three of them.
So, they look at you and say, "You know what? Okay, let's go a little further into the cave, and we'll use some of our soundproofing stuff because I already know that one of them is gonna try and sneak and eavesdrop."
What's wrong with wanting to know the tea?
because every time I try to tell you the TU thing, you get mad because I drop some information that's annoying and you kind
of
interfere.
I'm not mad that you drop information. I'm mad that you get on this high horse of being like, now we have to go do something about it. I like knowing the tea, bestie.
Do we need to go somewhere separate, or is everyone comfortable hearing all this information?
If we're all comfortable here, then I can just...
I'd totally rather not be left in the dark and know what's going on.
Let's make sure that everyone is comfortable with it.
Everyone's comfortable with this. We good?
I'm good.
Okay.
He didn't answer.
Paxton, are you good? Do you want to know everything?
Petra
or nothing.
Petra takes Paxton's hand and says, "Honey, if this is all too much, we can have our own little talk a little ways from the group. I am coming back. It's okay. But I know this is a lot to take in.
It is, Mom.
All right, let's take a couple steps down this way. Because I also have something for you. I wanted to leave it to you just in case I wasn't able to come back. However, they have promised me I will be coming back. And if they don't bring me back, I will chop all of their fucking heads off.
I stand by the MILF comments.
I stand by that.
Let's go a little further down in the cave. And she takes Paxton by the hand a little closer to the actual exit of Union Cave. And we'll get to what they talk about later.
But Gatry, the reason I don't like bringing up, because usually whenever I do, somehow the situation comes right in our faces and just feels like, it feels like we don't do something, something's going to happen that's not going to be good for us.
Let's resolve personal conflicts later.
Later. Okay, okay.
Give me 1 second. He taps on the other shoulder. This is Pops, the future version of Pax, and taps on the other shoulder. And lets the galvantula on his back know, all right, we need a sound dampening bubble here so that, you know, that the hikers nearby don't fucking hear all of this shit.
This tech is so cool.
Yeah, I made it myself. Thanks.
Okay, I can believe that. So, in any case, when I was in Icepath going with Lance to go to Blackthorn help rebalance some of the place, I ran into some revolution members. They mentioned that ever since apparently something's happened, their leader has basically been a husk and has been, and Mr. Crimey goes by, has been making all the moves. Did you kill him and he's using his corpse to control everyone as a puppet?
No, we made sure that he had a pulse when we left.
Did you check if there's any Pokemon around you?
Well, I mean, if this is a glitch, it can just kind of pop up wherever.
Oh, you gotta be... So he probably did what he did with those blind men. You remember that, Katri? Basically used him to talk?
Vaguely.
It's like
I think the last time that I saw that thing, wasn't I being like suffocated and, you know, knocked the fuck out?
Yeah, basically he was able to he basically shut down people's minds completely and used them as basically vessels to talk through. I think he basically made him brain dead and controlling him now as a meat puppet. If you guys left in such a bad condition where Mr. Crime could get to him.
Yeah, this is bad. This is very bad.
You're fucked up.
Must have been in contact with the book for a long time to have developed abilities like that. Looks like we got another mess to clean up.
That's understatement of the year.
It's alright. We can handle it. We've handled worse.
Well, the gold in our timeline's dead because of this.
That changes things. Gold was our contact with Celebi.
Great job.
We might not be able to go back. This is bad. This is very bad.
Wait a minute. I look over to my future self. You have my powers, correct?
Powers? No. That one did. Points at Katri. But like, she was old and talked a lot, and I didn't listen to half of what she said.
Wait, why is this just us inverted?
It is just inverted. Anyway. Do you not have any contact with other legendary or mythical Pokemon?
I mean...
Okay.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I punched an Entei once.
Well, one, cool. Two, I'm friends with the Raikou in our timeline.
Yeah, but that's not an Entei. Entei's cooler.
Personal preference.
I don't think it's personal preference. I think Entei's cooler.
I mean, physically.
See, she gets it. Goes in for a high five and then is like, oh wait, shouldn't touch.
No. But still, if need be, maybe sometime later I can try to contact Entei, see if he has any way to get to Celebi. I'm not sure how. Their spheres of influence are really different though, so I doubt it could work, but you never know.
Well, I mean, the only other place I can think of would be maybe if we find the shrine, where it's still in Ilex Forest here, right? Did they move it?
Should still be there.
He points over at Katri.
I haven't been in this part of Jodo in a time. What's the name? Mahogany. Wait, no, it's Mahogany. What's the town called? Damn it.
Cyan.
Oh, yeah. Cyan, which destroyed.
One thing.
That's where Gold was.
Yeah, we kind of had him and Silver working on all of, you know, what these weird type Pokemon were. Because a couple of them, like my Galvantula, I actually made it so that I can make clones of itself, and I left one there.
Oh.
Yeah,
so?
I left it there as a way for him to contact me if anything went wrong. But, yeah, I guess he didn't have it with him.
Was it a Galvantula, or was it still a,
It was a little guy.
Oh!
Just a little guy.
Pax might have caught them.
Yeah, might have your little guy.
Well, fuck. That's cool. Maybe I can teach him how to fuck with this.
Personally, I thought yours was just the adult for, was just the adult Paxons.
Oh no, I made this, and then I made. Then I made that one make more.
It's not an aberrant type? Abnormal type is just you created this?
Well, I guess here it would be registered as an abnormal type because I did use biological tissue in it. And, you know, it's...
Are there abnormal types in other timelines, or is this just all our fucking problem?
In mine, there is no such thing as Pokemon. I made this with a metal... and circuits and, like, an actual, like, spider. Oh wait, a spider is like a what's it called? Like a what's it here?
Arachnid.
Well, spinnerack.
Like, well, yeah, like a spinnerack. I think that's the Pokemon. But yeah, it's like in my world, that's what it is. But we had a lot of those that kind of lived in our houses with us. If they bit you, it didn't cause like any jolts or anything. It just made your hand swell up and shit.
Oh,
weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes it like spinnerack. Spinnerack's a poison type.
Yeah, we didn't have stuff like that. It was just like, hey, that thing, that's we're calling that a dog.
Welcome back.
So yeah, they're basically talking about Wannabe and the future version of Paxton are basically talking about like, oh hey, we had animals in my world instead of Pokemon.
And also,
what the fuck?
And apparently, Paxton's Joltik is the son of
yeah, it's just like a man-made little thing.
Yeah, it was left as a communication device for the professor to signal if anything went hinky.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so the other version of Wannabe points at you, Katri, and says, you said you met Celebi, right?
Briefly, yes.
Where?
In the Burnt Tower in, what's it, Ghost Town? I forget the name of it.
Was there a little shrine there?
Was there a shrine there?
I think we're too busy focused on the giant spirit and trying to suck our souls.
Oh, above the table, there was a shrine there, and this was before the spirit tomb.
Oh.
Yes, there was a shrine there.
Oh yeah, Wannabe didn't see that he was on the other side of the tower.
Alright, so, Burnt Tower. It's weird it moved there. I guess.
Mean, it's cursed over here. Maybe there could be multiple?
No, there's only one. So we'll have to check over there. We're gonna have to make our way over there. See if Celebi's there, because gold was our way to contact Celebi, and gold is dead, apparently.
Yeah, Hickory told me. Or Silver told me.
Hmm.
Oh yeah, I found out, Gatchery. Hickory Silver. I am still mad he net refused to
help
me.
What?
Yeah. Don't trust me. I knew the man for 30 years. I'm more pissed than you.
I'm not even pissed. I'm shook.
You're dropping a lot of bombshells on us today, Wannabe.
How that guy felt.
Okay, well, so we're gonna have to go over to, you said, the Burnt Tower.
Burnt Tower.
All right.
If well, you said, correct.
The three of us and Paxson's mom. Oh, pet.
Pet them.
The lady talking with your Paxton. Her, yeah. We're gonna go over there and try and get everything unfucked so that y'all can have a good, safe rest of your Pokemon adventure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is like a 16-year-old talking more or less down to all of you.
Well, I'm sorry that my time... sorry that your timeline ended up kind of not being the best in moments. Ours has not been either.
It was okay.
Oh, this timeline's been pretty fun.
Yeah, just been the weird moments.
I mean...
I'm still kind of weirded out that... You're not old, and me old.
Oh yeah, I was thinking it was that spa that I just went back to that spa and stayed there for like a week.
No, no.
You know what?
Wait,
I do have to say, old me looks way better than old you.
No, that's not as old as the older you that I had to deal with.
And I'm sure that she was glowing before as well.
Yeah, judging by what she said, like 14 years after 14 years, around her 30s.
She was all hunched over and had a cane and talked in riddles a lot. I stopped listening.
And I'm sure she was glowing while talking in those riddles.
I mean, she kept talking about how the Pokemon talked to her, but...
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's glowing as much as you want to believe, Katri.
She's glowing now!
Even I don't have a cane.
Yeah, anyway.
She's glowing now, and that's what's important.
Okay.
You know what?
You're glowing.
Sure. Okay, we're gonna go gather Petra, and then we're gonna just
go.
Make sure that she can stay here, and then take the mime. Or should we take the mime? No, we shouldn't take the mime with us. That could cause more casualties.
Can you kill it or some shit?
No, how about we're taking the mime, but we're not taking him on our first trip, because that can just fuck all sorts of shit up.
What happens if he ends up dying here, though?
He dies.
So, okay, just don't... Okay, I'm just waiting. Because he's part of the criminal organization, you never know who's going to get shot on the head.
Yeah, yeah, if he dies, he dies. But if we keep him living here for long enough...
Our world becomes more stable.
Yeah, there's a lot more fucked up timelines. We've been to all sorts of them, and you don't want to deal with that. There was one where Lysander was still alive. Do you remember that guy?
Oh, God, yeah, no!
You remember that guy? Apparently in this timeline, he ended the war by firing off his weapon thing. And,
God, yeah. I hated that bastard.
Yeah, he ended the war. About history books. That's It's all sorts of weird stuff happens all over the timeline. Like, apparently in one of them, Giratina's the force of good and Arceus is the force of bad. But who fucking knows anymore, right?
Am I right?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's enough melting your brains with knowledge about things you shouldn't know about.
I'm a researcher, I can withstand it.
When we come back, we're gonna have to make sure to wipe your brains of this encounter.
I'm literally neurodivergent and a minor.
Alright. Yeah, we're gonna make sure to wipe this encounter from your mind so it doesn't fuck with you for the remainder of your hopefully calm and peaceful Pokemon journey.
I
remember this shit.
I personally would kind of ask not yet, at least, because you know me, I now know what might happen, and if shit hits the fan again, at least someone knows, generally speaking.
Write a journal.
My mind is like a steel trap. Good luck getting in there.
The future version of you says, yeah, I've been there. I know the workarounds.
My mind is like a steel trap. Even I couldn't get through it.
Well, we'll see about that. Anyway, think about what you want to do after becoming the champion, because that does not pay.
God, okay, I get it.
Then you'll just wind up getting bored and sitting in an office for hours on end, and all your Pokemon will leave because they want to fight.
So I'll keep going to fights, bruh. You think I'm just gonna stop fighting because I can't become the champion?
I mean, after a while, it just kind of gets boring.
Oh, you're funny.
And you don't...
Okay, bye, older me!
Okay, bye. Again.
Keep glowing!
Again.
Yas, queen. Sorry about calling you a MILF. I'm sure that was weird.
It was. Okay, remember what I said until we wipe your memory.
Not gonna get in here.
I'm not gonna have him get in my head.
Moving on to Paxson and Petra.
Oh yeah, are you okay? Are you okay, Polly? You've done a lot today.
No.
Yeah, Polly, you've had
congrats
a migraine the
a
entire time.
Yeah, congrats on being a mom, me.
I'm just going to look for one of the stickers and just put on their head. One step at a time.
All right. So while Polly goes to and finds a rock to sit on and try and work off this migraine, we're going to move over to other Polly, Petra, talking with Paxson.
This is an ad for a Pokemon Actual Play podcast. But this isn't your dad's Pokemon world. This is a serious Pokemon world. We're dark. We're edgy. There's death and crime and darkness across the world.
Tanner, I keep getting attacked by bird Pokemon!
Tanner, my Tyro keeps getting out of his baby harness!
I'm stuck in the ghost zone again!
Okay, fine. Listen, we might be a bit darker and have more swear words than a normal Pokemon actual play, but it's still a pretty fun romp through the Pokemon world with some great friends who love each other and Pokemon. So if you want to check it out, then come on down to Pokemon Adventures in the Millennium, part of the Pokecasters Network.
And you can find any episode of Pokemon Adventures in the Millennium on your podcatcher of choice.
Like what you hear? Remember to leave us a rating and review. And follow us on Twitter at PKMN_Millennium.
See you in Sinnoh!
Complaining about ceiling.
Bitch, we've had ceiling since Gen 6, and also it's literally a top-down view. Why would we see ceilings 90% of the time?
Exactly. Oh, both of them are
here. Hi, bears.
Hi, bears.
Comes the boy. I'm tired.
Hello, boy.
Hello, boy.
My ex-husband, Craig. My other ex-husband, Geart.
My ex-husband, Greg. Greg, not oh god, I mispronounced Craig. I'm never gonna live this down.
Who the fuck is Greg? Did you marry Greg Dyer of Wimpy Kid?
Oh, you don't need to do me that dirty.
Jesus Christ. Okay then.